head over there, and if not, then you just continue on to, I think it's the Love Motel after us. I'm not sure what the night it is.
What?
The Love Motel.
Yeah, you guys need to, like, you guys need to, like,
get the Love Motel.
Well, listen to your own station. We got some good stuff.
We got to tune in after our show.
So what is the content of the Love Motel?
I don't want to describe it because I don't think I'll do it justice.
Speaks for itself.
Love advice from two local ladies.
Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hi, everyone. This is Johnny Kelsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the McPees of East Hampton, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
A radio network. An empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only. To point out and make public the dishonesty. Now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Yes. Hello.
The days are longer now. You sit up in bed waiting until finally it's night.
The sky is black, a wash of nothing. The town is quiet. The lights are out.
It's now. It has to be now or it's going to be never.
You grab your bag and walk in slow and careful steps to the back door. But once you're there, you feel your stomach drop. You forget to care. And you run, the screen slamming shut behind you, echoing against the crickets and the nothingness outside.
From there, it's all adrenaline. Car door, keys in ignition, tires on gravel, peeling out.
Open road, radio all the way up. The tears start streaming, but you don't know why. You're happy.
Nothing was wrong. Your life was good. You had everything you thought you wanted.
But something was missing, and you knew it. Or rather, your heart knew it before your brain did. And then your brain caught up, and then it gnawed at you like a dull ache every single day.
You couldn't ignore it. It played like a broken record in the back of your mind.
You'd read once about where the brokenhearted can go.
A place so magical you almost didn't believe it was real.
But if it was real, you had to know. You had to see it for yourself. So you took off with the directions scrawled on a scrap of paper.
It would be hours of driving. You pull over for a coffee at the gas station on the edge of town.
At dawn, the sky turning lavender on the horizon. You pull off the highway and ask for directions at the trucker diner. Everyone at the counter smiles at you and kind of shakes their head. They must see people like you all the time.
They wave you down the road and you step out into the parking lot, peering down at where they've pointed you.
You laugh. How did you not see it before?
Down the road, past the trees, its bright neon glowing strangely in the early morning light. The L is flickering and the O's don't show up at all.
But you know it's where you belong, the Love Motel.
Welcome to the Love Motel, your last stop on love's heartbreaking highway.
And this is your other host for tonight, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you've just sweat through a couple big old heat waves that made it feel like we've finally rounded the corner from spring to summer. I hope you got out, got wet, and got your AC unit in your window.
And this is your other host for tonight, honey. Maybe you are scanning the dials till you found us wafting through your airwaves in Los Angeles, where I am, making waves with your arms stretched out the open window, wondering if life gets sweeter than a warm evening and an open road in spring.
Wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've pulled in to spend the night with us.
We're doing things a little differently tonight, our loyal lovers might have noticed. We're coming at you live, living in this moment right alongside you, traveling through sonic space and back to Earth as it spins in the exact position you're in, too.
We feel closer to you than ever before. We're almost touching. It's an exciting night for us, and we hope it is for you, too.
So, Donna, should we rifle through our inbox and find some letters to read out to all our lovers out there?
Sure thing, honey. We've got two folks that we'll be hearing from tonight. One who wants to try a creative new pursuit on for size, but wants help navigating the delicate parameters of their relationship before giving it a go.
And another who's newly single and needs to make that dreaded trip back to their ex to retrieve a box of their belongings.
Ugh, we've all been there, surely.
And for everyone else out there, we've got the songs to make you feel like falling in love or mend your broken hearts tonight.
Just like always, honey.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you.
I can see the moon. what's it mean to you? Yeah, it's pretty, but to me it just meant true. I'm so sorry for being such a bore. Cause this way everything means nothing anymore. This bus is awful cold. We've gone so many miles. God, please help me go to sleep and forget him for a while. I know it's not his fault. I've known it all along. I was the one that trusted him. That's where I went wrong. This old road. Well, maybe.
I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, if he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again. Naturally, it seems to me that there hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Come on back into the Love Motel. We were just thinking it might be time to read our first submission of the night.
Let's get started, shall we? Our first listener, who called themselves Old Fresh Guy, wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, something about your show and sensibility makes me feel cool about reaching out to you with my story. This feels like a very weird thing to be writing and sending out, so thanks for filling this extraordinary niche. My entire adult life has been made up of a small handful of more or less continuously monogamous relationships, all relatively healthy and functional and beautiful, and for which I find myself sincerely grateful for nearly every day. Yet, I'm becoming distracted on a daily basis by the prospect of writing romance or erotica for women, designing clothing for women, making erotic art, studying the complex and fascinating dimensions of women's sexual tension, and experimenting carefully and safely somehow with actually turning on and connecting with other women in person besides my dearest lovely partner and soulmate and best friend. I'm even weirdly confident that I should maybe try to pursue professional freelance work related to making intimate content for women. I believe the attraction for me is much less about money-making opportunity, though, and much more about fulfilling some adventure that I guess I feel entitled to. I've talked a little bit about this with my partner, but I really have no idea how to tell her that I'm now getting serious about it and thinking about it daily. It feels unhealthy at this point to keep it in. Any advice at all is appreciated. Yours, old fresh guy. Well, I gotta say, old fresh guy, your letter gave me quite the thrill. I can only imagine the sensations you could conjure with your personalized erotica.
And we feel honored and privileged to be a place where any of you can come with these kinds of questions that you have nowhere else to ask.
As long as you get the go-ahead from your partner, I think you should absolutely, safely explore this unique turn-on. But we both want to stress what I'm sure you already know, that this needs to be consensual in every which way. Your partner needs to be comfortable with essentially opening up your relationship and changing the dynamic and boundaries of your relationship. And you don't just need their permission. You need to discuss it fully together. They have to be a part of this decision, and you definitely need to take the time and effort to make them feel safe and supported in your relationship as you enter this new phase together.
Totally, Donna. You're so right, as always. And I also would suggest making sure your partner is giving continual consent to this. Maybe they are cool with the idea of it when you talk to them about it now, but maybe they end up not being so cool with it in practice. You seem like a thoughtful person, but we do feel the need to reiterate all this on the record. And you're right to not want to keep it all in. That feels dishonest in a long-term relationship and ultimately unfulfilling. The question is, what do you want to do if your partner declines? Is there a way for you to maybe keep it a fantasy or even something you only share with people you never meet in real life? The internet has corners aplenty to find people who might be into the same sexual stuff that you are. So we don't think you'll have any trouble there. Just be prepared for your partner to have an answer that might not be what you're looking for. And if you still want to meet your needs and theirs, be prepared to meet them where they're at.
Excellent, excellent point, honey. You also need to make sure that the people that you do explore this with outside of your partnership feel safe. You mentioned trying to get your kicks by entering the professional realm, but as you pointed out yourself, this ain't about money. So whoever you explore this with needs to know that this is a kink for you, not a profession or a hobby. Before you engage in these exchanges, be completely crystal clear about what this is, what it does for you, and what's going to go down, so all parties know exactly what they're entering.
I think a financial exchange would also take this away from being a fun and flirty creative collaboration and into something that suddenly has a bit of a power imbalance. So I think you're right to shy away from that altogether. My advice would be to think of it as dating. Find someone you'd like to date and then propose an artistic collaboration. That way, the kinky parameters are clear from the start.
Oh, and feel free to kick some of that freaky fanfic our way.
You've got a built-in audience of two, at least.
Honey, what do you say we cue up some suggestive, salacious songs that play like something old fresh guy might pen for one of his sensual subjects?
You know what? I would love that, Donna.
The women here are also cute. Oh. Girls are sweet. Girls are so lovely. Oh, girl, dance to my beat. Oh, dance. To me, I like creamy, golden, sticky, honey. Girls have a sweet sensation, a wonderful, thankful, heavy creation. Girls are so sweet to me, I like creamy, golden, sticky, honey.
Girls. I could show you in word if I wanted to. A window on the world with a lovely view. From close up inside a single room with an old like you're in school. It's so easy, believe me, when you need fun, I do anything in turn you want. Is it raining in New York? Down Fifth Avenue and off Broadway after dark. Love the lights, don't you? I could walk you through the park if you're feeling blue or whatever. Spring, summer, whenever. Winter through fall, I'd do anything to turn you on. Anything to turn you on.
I'm experienced. Whoa. It's after midnight. Are you feeling all right? Oh, yeah. Turn on the light, babe. Are you someone else tonight? Neighbor to neighbor, door to door. Don't ask questions, I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Face to face, I'm back to back. You see and feel my sex attack.
Into the Love Motel. The doors are wide open and we're here to open our hearts with you.
Maybe you are just finding your way here, but we'd love to get you up to speed.
We're a radio romance talk show and we're taking listeners' advice questions all night long.
And maybe you want to be one of the listeners that we talk to.
It's super easy to do that. We take submissions at thelovemotelradio.com.
Or you can leave us an anonymous voicemail by calling 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568. And yes, that's a real number.
Or you can find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. But while we've got you here, we're going to open one more letter.
This next listener, who we're calling Something Borrowed, wrote, "Dear Donna and Honey, I was broken up with a few weeks ago by someone I was seeing for the last few months. They still have a book they borrowed from me that I haven't read yet. What do I do? Do I ask them to return it, even though I'd rather not see them? Or do I just buy another copy to read? Help."
Ooh. A seemingly simple yet deceptively tough task.
Sometimes the straightforward ones throw us the biggest curveball. I'm tempted to dig a little deeper into your question, dear listener, if you'll allow us, because on its face, your question has a really simple answer.
How valuable is this book? Is it a first edition? Does it have a special inscription or maybe even just some good margin notes from school days? If this book isn't special to you and you can get another copy for, I don't know, under 10 bucks, just let it go.
Simple enough, right? I'd even point you to the hallowed institution that's somewhere within a few mile radius of wherever you're listening to us through right now, the local library, where you can get that book free of charge as one of the last few perfect and pure things that the state is still willing to give us. But I've got this little nagging feeling, call it my months of experience as a question getter and advice giver, that you're asking us a question that's just to the side of the thing you want to ask. Is it maybe possible that something feels unfinished with your ex and it's nagging at you like an old wound? And despite your better judgment, you want to pick at the scab instead of letting it heal? An encounter with the ex, even if it's something you know you don't or shouldn't want, it does let you feel certain things. And often the post-breakup haze is like a fugue state where you have no idea if you're happy or sad or relieved or devastated. Or maybe, just maybe, an encounter will let you either relive the relationship for a moment or start it back up again for a while, which we don't have enough context to advise for or against, but we're happy for you to write in again and ask us what you really want to ask us, if I'm reading between the few short lines of your question correctly. But of course, maybe honey's just dreaming that there's more to your question, so my apologies in advance if I'm way off base.
So if your question is as simple as you're making it seem, and the book has got sentimental or monetary value, go get that thing back. You can do it. And maybe it doesn't even require actually seeing your ex. Maybe the most contact you have to make is sending a message with drop coordinates.
We'd call that a very clean break. So whichever it is, something borrowed, here's a song that's literary in nature, and a few songs about blowing out old flames for good.
I'm tipping over backwards. I'm so ambitious. I'm looking back. I'm running a race. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Here we are, Donna, at the end of another hour with all our lovers out there, their ears pressed up against the radio on another Thursday night with us.
Oh, I just hate goodbyes, but we never say so long for long. So drop your keys at the door and don't forget to pick them up next month.
Until then, you know, you can always come see us at thelovemotelradio.com and catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own question for us, or even a personal ad or a missed connection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Slide into our DMs anytime.
Or better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
We know it can be hard to open up your heart on the airwaves, but please don't be shy.
We love when you reach out to us. We love hearing what's on your mind. And everyone out there feels a little less alone hearing what we're all going through together.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind. So, honey, let's close out with a special number to commemorate our first live show. I want to play Radiohead by Tito LaRiva and Talking Heads.
Donna, you sure know how to pick them.
Until next time, don't forget, love is in the airwaves.